Welcome to Family Healing with Rose and Dr. Pat. Are you struggling with painful, exhausting family relationships? Those relationships are in the heart of Rose's practice, and she believes they are the key ingredient in the recovery to our well-being. During the show, Rose will teach you how to take ownership and responsibility for your energy that comes to you, as well as what you send out. What if your family is not the one you would have wished for? During this show, Rose and Dr. Pat will help you understand how to set boundaries, get long-deserved relief, achieve peace of mind, and even reconcile. Get ready to explore your possibilities coming from hardship to shining again. Family Healing with Rose starts now.
Hey, everybody, welcome. I want to welcome you all to Family Healing with Rose. This is a show that Rose and I do together. I'm very excited about it. Today, we're going to talk about the elephant, right? Let me just tell you about the elephant. Very spiritual symbol, but that's not what we're talking about today. You know, today when we're talking about family healing with Rose, we're talking about the elephant in the room, and there is a big one. So for the next, this half hour, we're not even going to take a break. What I want to say to you, when you hear the passion, the purpose, how Rose looks at what it means to take responsibility and ownership of our energy, this is why you're going to be reaching out to her and say, I need to work with you. I need your help. If you want to know about Rose, I'm going to tell you right now, it's familyhealingwithrose.com. So easy. Rose.
Yes. Hello, Dr. Pat.
How can you have an elephant in a room and not see it?
Yes. And it's hard to miss that elephant. So let me tell you about the elephant. This is, in my line of work, we explain things, we pass the wisdom with stories. And so I'm going to start with a story. This was the first story that I heard in my coaching school. And it's a story of an elephant and a flea. And I'm going to give you my version of it. So elephant and a flea, they are really good friends. They live next to each other. And it's a really hot, it's a heat wave, middle of the summer. And flea is like, oh, it's too hot. I would really like to go to a beach, but it's really far. But wait, my neighbor elephant, my best friend, I'll ask him for help. And so she goes, talk, talk. Hey, elephant, listen, it's really hot outside. I would like to go to the beach. How about, would you be able to help me? Would you be able to get me there? Sure thing, flea. That's a great idea. Let's go. Get on my back and off we go. And so they do. You know where we're going, eh? Yes, I know. And so elephant, since elephant knows the way, the flea is like, well, let me relax. At least there is a little breeze as he's going. And then she kind of falls asleep and wakes up. Hey, 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 where are we? And they find themselves in the middle of a city downtown with cars honking. It's even hotter than it was in the suburbs. What have you done? Why did you bring me here? I don't know. Well, let's go home. I can't take this. This is noisy. This is smelly. I want to go back home. Oh, flea, I'm sorry. On the way back, elephant says, listen, I would really like to make it up to you. Tomorrow, okay? Give me another chance. Tomorrow I'll bring you. Okay, fine. Yeah, don't worry. I'm not mad at you. You're my best friend and neighbor. Tomorrow comes. Duck, duck. Come, pop on my back. Hey, flea, you'd be happy. Today I have a GPS. The coordinates are there. We're not going to get lost. And so he follows the coordinates, but this time the flea is also looking, you know, just in case. And so they go, 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 go. And then the last turn where GPS says turn left, the elephant turns right. Elephant, elephant, what you doing? No, no, you're going the wrong way. And they end up, in spite of GPS saying, go back, in spite of flea saying, no, this is not where we're supposed to go, elephant just keeps on going. And they end up in the middle of a forest. by the time that the elephant wakes up, oh my God, what have I done? We are all bitten, we are all scratched, we are all tired, thirsty, and hungry, and now we just can go back home. And so they go back home, and of course, elephant is sorry, and Flea forgives him. And okay, think you got the idea, Dr. Pat, now how the story goes. Elephant always tries to help, and unfortunately, it does not happen. Now my twist to it is, with the family, imagine the elephant when he was a baby, but on that beach, attacked by a crocodile. Or his parents used to argue there a lot and then eventually divorced. Or his fiancé said, sorry, honey, we are no longer a couple. He was dumped. So he's going to make sure that he's never going to go to that beach, because that beach for him represents painful memories. Okay. And all this to say that we all have an elephant and a flea inside of us. Okay. And not just in the head, it's in every cell of our bodies. And this is not, I'm not going to give you here now a scientific explanation of the brain. This is me just using analogies and stories to understand ourselves better. So how does flea and elephant relate to us? The flea is the 10% of the brain that we use, the logical brain, the one where we are aware. And the elephant is the supposedly dormant or not active 90% of the brain. Okay? But the elephant is not dormant. He never sleeps. And he's ever active. Simply because our brain cannot be not active. If that was the case, then we are dead. So some examples. Unable to change. Flea says, or my 10% brain says, I want love. I want to be loved. I want to love somebody. I want a relationship. And we work towards it, and everything's fine. And then until it all falls apart and the heart is broken, the friends or the spouse hurt us, betrayed us. And then we start asking, why is this always happening to me? Why me?
Yeah.
What's going on? I don't understand. I'm a good, loving person. Why me? So that's the flea. And the elephant, well, he has a different story. He remembers that your father used to say, "Wow, you're a nice, I love you, honey, but too bad you're a female. You know, all females are prostitutes. And they seduce men, and they are evil, and they are the source of all that's bad in our world." And so you enter into bad relationships without knowing why, okay? And you are mistreated, or you have a great relationship, and then you sabotage it yourself because you go on and have affairs, for example. And all this without knowing and without realizing why, and trying to change the pattern, but unable to change the pattern. Or another example I'll give you. I want to quit smoking. I quit so many times. I've been smoking for many, 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 many years. But yeah. Now it's enough. I really can feel it. It takes a toll. Okay. That's the flea talking. But the elephant says, that doesn't really fit in my point of view. Your parents were smokers. Your grandparents were smokers. Probably other generations before that. They are all gone now. And you love them very, very much. And as long as you smoke, you are kind of connected with them. You show your loyalty, you show your love, and every time you smoke, you feel that love of your parents and grandparents, unable to change. Or another last one, I have a successful career, but my private life suffers.
Yeah.
No matter what I do, eventually things will fall apart at home. That's the flea. And the elephant says, yes, because don't you know we can't have it all? It's impossible. It's either a career, a thriving career, or a happy family. You can't have them both. They just don't go together. So I think that your career is pretty important for you. So let's work on that. And family has to go. Again, relationships fall apart. Okay? And so now who's running the show? Is the flea the 10% or is the elephant? I think it's very easy for the elephant to run the show because the elephant, given the size, just has to make a little push. And the flea will. If a flea wants to push the elephant, she has a... It's not impossible, but it's just so much harder. So the question for me is, our brains are busy, all 100% of it, but just with what will they be busy? Okay? And how? And for most of us, the elephant is a mystery. We don't know what the elephant is doing or thinking, what it is doing, why is it doing it, when, where, with whom. We're just not aware. So how can we work and find out something that we that is invisible or that is unknown to us? So that is the
But let's just talk. Let's stop here for a minute and talk about this, because thank you for that beautiful story, because I'm listening to this and I'm just thinking some days I'm the elephant, some days I'm the flea. Right? You know, what is that country western song? Some days you're the windshield and some days you're the bug. But in the story, and what a beautiful way to tell that story, Rose, because, you know, I'm listening to this and I'm totally relating at such a level to this, but it brings us to the next point. And the next point is really important. It's now that you know this, how do you work on something that's invisible that you don't even know exists? Because this is what you teach people. Just because it's invisible, and let me just paraphrase, just because it's invisible and you can't see it, it doesn't mean it isn't there. I had a friend of mine that spent a lot of time in Africa, worked with the people in Africa, and he was very successful, not because he was smart, not because he didn't live there. You know, he's a guy that grew up in England, goes over there to Africa, but he was known for his instinct, for lack of a better word. He was the kind of person that they'd hire when there was an animal out there they needed to learn more about. His instincts, when something was not right, that he could not see. What, don't we all, though, have an inner system where we have a sense, you just burnt the pot roast. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
So let's talk about those levels of consciousness, if we could.
And yes, quite often we actually know. But it's just, why? Why don't we? So we all know we have the logical, analytic brain. The one I'm aware, I know, I do, I decide. But we also have that elephant, that unaware. So I'm going to discuss four major levels of this unaware consciousness, or unawareness, if you wish. Core level, genetic level, history, and soul level. We all carry that with us in every cell of our body, not only in the brain, in every tiniest piece of ourselves. So what's the core? Core is the time during pregnancy and first 4 years of our lives. These years are very formative. At this age, we have no filter. We absorb everything we see, hear, feel. We don't know what's right, what's wrong, what's ethical, what's not ethical. We all take it in from the people around us. The family will teach us. The preschool will teach us. Okay? And in addition, we are, that's in our instincts, we know that our survival depends on our parents. So they have also the authority, the trust. And we just take everything as it is. It just is. And we love the parents, we love the family, and we want to love them back. It just is like that. There is nothing more to that. And we are very vulnerable. Our parents, our grandparents, our siblings have a huge invisible imprint, will leave a huge invisible imprint on us. Okay? So that is the core level. The second level, the genetic makeup. Again, our parents, sibling, grandparents, and all the ancestors up to about 7 generations back, they are present in every cell of our bodies, in every strand of the DNA. And so they pass to us, not just through their genes, not just the hair or the face or the perfect bone structure, but they also pass to us their immunity, their knowledge, their talents, their joy, but also their suffering. And so we remain and we are connected with our family, with our ancestors, through this invisible bond of DNA. Okay? The third level is the society. Whether it is society today or throughout the human history, the society tells us what's right, what's wrong, what's legal, illegal, ethical, unethical, what we should do, what we should think, how we should behave, okay? And we want to fit. And a society also tells us what is possible, what is not possible, how genetic diseases or bad family habits get passed down from generation to generation. They also tell us we cannot choose our family, we can only choose our friends. They tell us what family values are and what family means, that it's hard to break generational karma, like father, like son, like mother, like daughter. And even if we may not agree with some things that we hear, we've been conditioned, we are conditioned to eventually believe what we hear repeatedly. And if this information comes from an authority, who is an authority? Anybody who I consider authority is authority for me. It's not the same for every person. So if information comes from an authority, we don't even question it. And then also, why question it if we can see proof all around us? The fourth level, the soul. Our soul, our life force, our essence, or the true us, or if you wish, that flame that burns inside of us and drives us and inspires us, but also cries with us. The soul, we choose our experiences prior to incarnation. We make contracts. But here is the thing, the soul lives in a different reality than us. And so the soul also may easily feel and think differently from us. And when I say us, I'm talking about the me aware, the 10% roles. Okay. We here, we are limited in time and space. The soul has no body and has all the time and space, and has, as such, has a completely different perspective on our lives. So these are the what is in the elephant. And this what also, when we dig deeper and when we ask and when we go in, we find out why. Yeah. Now, of course, next, how do we find out?
Yeah, exactly. And also, Rose, and let me ask you a question about this, you know, because you beautifully laid this out, not only by telling your story, but you did something else for us. You know, you really explained this in a way, one, first of all, that was really not judgmental. You laid this out beautifully and you took us on this journey. So we can start to ask ourselves, is this me? Is this me? Is this me? Is this me? Mm-hmm. And now the next part is super important because, wow, now that I have this great information from Rose, what do I do with it? So I want to say two things. First, if you don't know what to do with it, talk to Rose, familyhealingwithrose.com. But we're going to talk now about now what?
Rose. Now what? So how are we going to find out? Well, I'm not going to tell you this is your problem. No, we're going to find out together. Through a conversation, through exercises, energetic reading, also connecting to the divine, and muscle testing. Muscle testing is a very important part because it really shows, oh, yes, this is coming from you. And I had many, countless surprises myself. What do you mean? What are you talking about? I don't think like that. I don't act like that. Yes, you do, Rose. So muscle testing is a big part. And why working on all these levels? Why not just use this or that? Well, I work on all these levels simultaneously because we connect the left brain, the right brain, and they start communicating. At the same time, we connect the brain with the heart and we get a heart-brain coherence and they start communicating more freely. Then we also connect to every cell of the body, all the way to the DNA. We connect to the energetic body that is around us. And we connect also to the divine. And in my experience, this multi-level approach really speeds up healing. And sometimes we see the results instantaneously and long-lasting.
Yeah, I love this. Let's just ask about this. We're going to continue for, we're just going to keep going past the half hour here because I want to make sure we cover a couple things, Rose. I love the way you describe that. I absolutely love, first of all, the entire story and what you shared. Now I understand why people work with you and you're so amazing at what you do, because you understand the root at a multidimensional level. See, a lot of times what happens is when we do work with people, even when we go to a doctor, right? A lot of conventional medicine you go to and they're treating a symptom. You can treat a symptom, you can treat a root, or you can treat all of the levels, right? And what you just took us on is a journey that says, look, there's a pathway, there's a guidance system. And the body of work that you're doing, you uncovered the pieces that need to be uncovered as you go. And it doesn't mean you uncover one thing and you're not going to find another, right? you didn't say that, but let me say that for you.
That is true. You start uncovering and you will just keep uncovering. But the important thing is that you start uncovering and then you just keep going. And it's wonderful. we discover things about ourselves, about our family, about everything what's happening around us. And you know what? If something's going on with your life, more often than not, it's not what it looks like, number one. And number two, these stories are beautiful stories, and it's about the love and suffering. And most of the time, I have not met yet one that wouldn't be. It's all about love. It's love either not received, love not given. It's love that is stuck somewhere, something is blocking it. But no, love has to flow. And that's what I do. We unblock it so love can start flowing and you can start healing. And you learn to embrace yourself, appreciate yourself, and so forth. And then you also take responsibility for your energy, for what you are spreading, for what you're doing to yourself and to your loved ones.
Yeah. You know, Rose, I was talking to somebody earlier this week, and I thought about you because I was talking to a young man who, amazing young man, and went through his life and discovered he was gay. And, you know, you grow up in a family that says, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you, and then they don't. Right. Now, that's one example. It's not an uncommon one, but it is one example. But there are many other things that can happen. We love you if you wear the right dress. Oh, you're not wearing a dress at all. Okay. Where are you going to school like that, Pat? You know, right? Okay. You understand that there are all these conditions that each of us has to live up to. Those are the gigantic elephants. And what I hear you saying is we bring them with us. We bring them with us. And the first time our partner or our children or somebody says to us, you look horrible in red, Mom. Right? And all you can think about is the million times your dad said that. But this is what we're talking about. This is at the root of what you do, Rose, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes. And we let that go.
Yeah.
We let that go.
Now, let's talk about, look, how do people work with you? This is just a snippet that talks about the depth and the breadth by which you work and the love and the care that you put into your work. Tell folks how they can work with you, and then I'd love to know your closing message.
Okay. Well, they can work with me by contacting me through my website, familyhealingwithrose.com. They can either email me from there or go ahead and outright schedule a free consultation. Because, yes, we do need to learn about each other. And only after that, if we have a match, we can start working together. And my closing message would be, discover your elephant, connect with it, become the best friends. Teach it. Teach your elephant how to work with you instead of against you, because you want to thrive and the elephant wants to keep you safe and keep himself safe. But you want to work together. And next time, we're going to start discussing how these four levels of our elephant interact with each other and what the common thread is, how to unravel it. And why, how come that our family has such a powerful influence over us, over years, decades? And it's, and we start discussing that. And then after that, what can be done about it?
Yeah. Rose, I want to thank you so much. I also want to say one other thing in closing. Here's what I want to say to everybody. There's a giant elephant in the global room. Let me talk about what it's called. It's called my behavior with my family during the past 3 years of COVID. See, this is the elephant we're not talking about. You know, what we're doing is we're forgetting how we treated each other during that time. You know, we're forgetting about the pressure we're under. We're forgetting about this is the way we've been living for 3 years. We're also forgetting about, I don't know how to now come and live in the world today. And this is what Rose does. If you're thinking, maybe I don't have these issues of my past, please take a look at yourselves now. How are you adjusting? Are you adjusting? Does your family understand what's changed? How are you doing? Please get a hold of Rose. Rose, thank you so much for today.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pat.
Thank you for joining Family Healing with Rose and Dr. Pat. Join live every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Come to unpack how it's possible to bounce back from your hardship and shine again. We don't have to be trapped in the memories of our past. There is another way. We don't have to take whatever life throws at us, even family. Continue to learn how our family history, our story, and society are all intertwined. For more information, please visit FamilyHealingWithRose.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.